Your father, in 1926, wanted to become a state senator. Do you have any memories of...
I have a poster that has his picture on it. But no, I don't know. That was his first wanting to get into politics, I think.
He lost in that race to a Democrat.
That would be a year after my brother was born when he did that.
Can we move into where Lloyd became involved with OU, which is an interesting story because he was appointed by Alfalfa Bill Murray, mm-hmm. one of our colorful governors of the state. Were you ever around Governor Murray at all?
Probably. I knew who he was. He was a character. I do know that he came to Daddy's funeral. I think his son brought him, and he was quite old then, I think.
Your father had dropped out of OU twice, and yet he gets appointed a regent at OU, which is remarkable and mm-hmm. must have impressed Alfalfa Bill Murray in a major way to be appointed as a regent.
Well, it was kind of an unusual appointment, I guess, but Alfalfa Bill was rather unusual, so I guess that figures.
And then your father was not quiet in retiring as a regent. I mean, he had a great influence on the university right at the beginning, including the football program.
Yeah, that was one of his things. He thought that that would enhance the university as well if we had a good football team. He knew that Biff Jones had coached at West Point, and he was now coaching at LSU. Apparently, the school didn't have much control of anything as long as Huey Long was the governor. So Daddy knew that Biff Jones was really kind of looking for another job, and that's when he hired him. He was there 2 years, kind of got the team going, and then he moved to Nebraska, I think. Then they hired...
Snorter Lester.
Because he had been Daddy's roommate.
Right.
And I
Snorter
do remember...
Lester was alive when I was at OU. I can remember him out on the intramural fields, and this was in the mid-60s.
And he had terrible eyesight.
Oh, gosh.
What was his name?
Snorter.
Lester. He came after Biff Jones and before Jim Tatum.
Well, that's what I was wondering.
He and Daddy were roommates. And his wife's name was Flop.
What was it?
I think she was Florence or something, and they called her Flop.
Snorter and Flop.
I hadn't thought of that in 100 years.
During this time, World War II was over. So then I think it was your father's idea to recruit athletes from the armed forces.
Mm-hmm.
Let me interject, and it's just because I was interviewed by Jake a couple weeks ago on this OU thing.
You probably have a better...
But, you know, I can just envision what the situation was when Lloyd Noble went on the Board of Regents, and OU's football program was terrible.
It was in debt, wasn't it?
We're in the Dust Bowl.
Well, I remember going by Snorter's house after the games, and, you know, everybody would be so down.
And he just, as a visionary in this area, too, he just said, we've got to create a football program that gives this university and its alumni and students something to be proud of, and the state. And he pursued this Biff Jones with a passion. He had just won the Sugar Bowl at LSU, so LSU wasn't in the mood to let him go. And Ann was right about Huey Long was a problem. But there's something about how he still had some relationship with the Army. And Lloyd Noble had a great relationship with the congressman. Well, there's something that would suggest Biff Jones got some orders to move to Oklahoma.
Oh, I see.
And
I don't,
clearly Lloyd was involved in that. But the other thing is...
He would have liked to have been.
Everything was a mess. They didn't have showers. They didn't have medical people. They didn't have trainers. They didn't have the proper uniforms. It was all a mess. I wasn't there, and I can't prove it. I'm going to bet you Lloyd Noble took care of all of it. I'm going to bet you he got it in shape for a new coach and a new program to start. And that's what started OU football.
All right. So then they recruit the athletes, and then he brings in Jim Tatum. Is that true?
Jim Tatum.
And then Jim Tatum brings on Bud Wilkinson as his assistant.
There's another coach before Jim Tatum.
There is. Another
Stidham.
One after Stidham, Tom Stidham.
Tom Stidham.
Yeah. And I think Lloyd Noble mandated that Bud Wilkinson be the assistant.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was very strong that he wanted Bud as the assistant to Jim Tatum.
Yes, that is a fact that they wanted him, that Lloyd wanted Bud to be the coach.
Wasn't going to hire Tatum without Bud Wilkinson as the assistant.
Then he was going to take Bud with him.
Andrade. And I think Lloyd Noble kind of circled the wagon, realized that was a possibility, called the regents and the president together and said, we need to make an offer to Bud right quick before Jim Tatum takes him. And they did, and they kept him.
They could have named a name coach, one that was already out there coaching as a head coach. But Lloyd said no to that.
He saw what Bud Wilkinson could do.
I think he saw that actually Bud was doing most of the coaching and not Tatum.
Mm-hmm.
And Tatum died really right after he left. I think he had a massive heart attack.
In 98, I was appointed to a search committee to search for the new athletic director that resulted in Joe Castiglione. One of the members of the search committee was Billy Vessels, who was the first Heisman Trophy winner at OU. I didn't know Billy Vessels. I'd never met him. I'm walking to the administration building on the North Oval for the first meeting of this committee. And as I walk up, I see a man standing out on the front porch. I don't know who it is. We walk up and we introduce ourselves, and it's Billy Vessels. And he says, Mike, are you at the Noble Foundation? I said, yes, sir. And he kind of pointed at me in my chest, and he said, if it wasn't for Lloyd Noble, you and I wouldn't be here today. So there's a guy that I guess he would have played when Lloyd was still alive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because he was the Heisman Trophy winner in 50, and he would have played several years. Yeah. Yeah.
Eddie Crowder and that bunch.
But those guys knew why OU football had achieved what it was, and they attributed it to Lloyd Noble.
That's part of our story here, is to make sure that people know that. And then Noble Drilling would buy large blocks of tickets for the games, and he wasn't just a regent sitting on the sideline. I mean, he was very involved.
Well, buying a lot of tickets was to help the finances,
right,
because there really weren't that many people that went to the games. It wasn't like it is now, where you have to get in line and move up and all that. Actually, we still have those same seats that we had when Daddy was
on the 50-yard line.
It's slightly off when they redid the stadium.
It's close enough.